What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Hear Me Out podcast. We are your hosts, Michael,
Peyton,
and Jonathan.
And for this episode, we are strictly just going to be talking about the Super Bowl and the results of the Super Bowl. And we do have a 49ers fan here. Of course, you guys know Jonathan is a 49ers fan, so we are going to let him take the floor and give his thoughts on the game.
I don't really have much to say, but what I want to say is, Josh Allen! How the fuck do you not know the fucking overtime rules?
Yo, what the?
Oh my
god. It's not 2017, dog! It's 2020 fucking 4!
Yo! Is that all you have to say?
I have a lot to say, but Kyle Shanahan, bro, like, listen, you don't understand, dog. Like, the last 5 seasons, I had to see the Chiefs. Just, you know, there's no doubting no more, bro. Like, I've been trying to deny it as much as I can, but Patrick Mahomes owns us, all right? Patrick Mahomes fucking owns us, man.
Do you want to add something, Pete?
So I thought it was a good game. I thought that Steve Spagnuolo did a really good job getting to Brock Purdy, especially in the second half. I think there was that play, I think, like, 3rd and 4, where they, if they would have got a first down, they would have ran a lot of clock, and it probably would have ended the game, but... You know, great pressure dialed up by Spagnuolo. It's why he just got his contract extension. McDuffie got there. You know, just it was just a mixture of good play calling. I mean, the Chiefs are a really well-rounded team, and I just feel like that showed on Sunday. They kind of won the game in all aspects.
Again, it was, like he said, it was a good game. The first half was a little boring for the most part. I mean, the 49ers defense was dominating the whole entire first half. They were dominating. It was 10-0 at one point, mind you. And,
you all know that works with Kyle Shanahan.
And then the second half, like, the 49ers, I don't know what they were thinking. Like, if you're up in the Super Bowl in the second half, I mean, run the ball, I think.
And not even being up in the Super Bowl, you were up in the Super Bowl with Christian McCaffrey and a world-class offensive line.
The best running back in football. I know. And you don't run the ball.
Yeah,
Kyle. And here's my other, and the 49ers, they're doing a good job holding the Chiefs offense to, like, not scoring. I mean, the only reason why they scored the first touchdown is because of the ball hit the player on the leg off of a punt. Like, that's
Dan Rowe, Luther.
That's an unfortunate situation. But I just, for the most part, I think the 49ers offense didn't really do much in the second half to win this game. And I think that's what really hurt them the most, because I think for the most part, the 49ers defense did what they could have done. But honestly, once Jake Moody, he missed that extra point, I knew the game was over. I knew it was going to go to overtime, and I knew Patrick Mahomes was going to win it. I just, that moment right there, I was like, that's going to cost him the game, and that was it.
Yeah, like Jonathan said with the whole overtime rules thing, I don't know if y'all end up actually hearing that part, but just, they did the Chiefs did 2 weeks of overtime rule preparation in, like, training camp? And they didn't go over it at all in San Fran, like Jonathan said. I mean, that's just poor coaching. They play really, really soft zone on that last drive. I don't know if that's Kyle Shanahan or the former defensive coordinator, because he got fired, Steve Wilkes. But just playing soft zone against Mahomes, like, he won't dink and dunk his way down the field when he needs a field goal. And that's exactly what he did. And I don't know. I thought they should have dialed up pressure, and they didn't, and they paid the price for it.
Yeah, I mean, even the referee told Fred Warner, are you guys sure you want the ball? Or they even let them know, like, are you sure? And they said, yeah. And even me personally, if I'm the 49ers and it's 4th and 4, I don't give a shit. I'm going for 4th down to make sure I score a touchdown, so that if they score a touchdown, now it's just whoever scored next wins.
Because, right, that was their whole logic for taking the ball. We get a touchdown, they get a touchdown, we go win. Yeah, but if you don't get a touchdown, then
there's no point in getting the ball first.
Kyle Shanahan is so conservative. He definitely was there in January 6th. There's no other way. I mean, I don't know how in the second half we just fucking collapse, all right? The first half, like, Nick Bosa was doing his thing. Chase Young was doing his thing. The entire D-line was doing his thing, you know? Mm-hmm. The second half, just complete. I mean, when Greenlaw did get the most.
That was crazy.
That was the weirdest. I just can't believe that's how he got injured, you know? Just
running onto the field.
Running onto the field, you know?
And not even a turf field. It was all grass, and he don't throw his Achilles that way.
That's just terrible luck. Yeah. But, I did see everything on Twitter saying that Mahomes has, like, a black voodoo shield around him, and if you enter it, you, like, immediately disintegrate. So that's kind of what happened to Dre Greenlaw, unfortunately. Just a lot went wrong for the Niners. A lot of things that were in their control, too. That's just the worst part.
It's like, at this point, like, when is Shanahan gonna learn? Like, this happens too many times in his playoff career where the same thing just keeps happening over and over and over.
And really, next season, the upcoming season is gonna be pretty much the last chance we have with the core that we have right now. Next season, out of contract, or the contract extension with Brock Purdy, end of his rookie deal. Right now with this season, Kinlaw, Jennings, Gibson, and many more are, although that some of them are really replaceable, but some of them are really important to our roles, like Jennings and Kinlaw. So,
and also add that Ayuk is on his fifth year option.
Yeah, so next season is pretty much like go big or go home.
Yeah, make or break.
But it's been like that for the last, you know, five seasons. So, you know.
Yeah.
Every season, it still feels like the Niners are in this situation where, like, they have the team to win the Super Bowl, but they just can never. They make to the NFC Championship game, or they lose, and they make to the Super Bowl, and they lose.
It's just they can't get over that last hump. Like, every year, they're a favorite. They look like a Super Bowl team. And, I mean, they have periods during this season where, like, yeah, they had a losing streak, but there's never a point where it was like, this team is going to collapse in the playoffs.
Yeah, like, we, you know, we beat the Cowboys really big in early on the season. We destroyed the Eagles, you know, and we get to the playoffs, you know, pretty poor Packers game, but the last drive that ended up with Brock Purdy, and he was winning the whole game. Then you have the amazing comeback that we had against the Lions, you know. This team is capable. This team is very capable, you know.
Like, I mean, that's the thing. The whole narrative with the team was that you can't play from behind with Brock Purdy, but now they've played from behind. So now what is it? Like, what is wrong? I don't know if it's what's wrong with Shanahan, the coordinators, the mix of players that they have. Something's got to be up, because you just can't do this consistently, especially when the main thing that everyone pointed out, you can't play from behind, is no longer true.
Okay. And especially now we have a quarterback that, you know, we are comfortable with throwing, all right? Because we weren't really comfortable with throwing with Garoppolo, especially when he was behind, you know? And now we have a quarterback that is comfortable in throwing and when we're behind, when it's clutch time.
Yeah, no, because people were saying on Twitter that he overthrew like three touchdowns. And like one of those touchdowns, he should have hit. The other ones, he was getting hit while he threw the ball.
Sneed, like, yeah.
Yeah, or it was
great
coverage.
They out-schemed him, pretty much. Yeah. Like, what do you expect happens to a
like the pass to Ayuk, I think it was like early into the game. I think that could have been a better throw, but again, a little difficult. Like, but it was the one to Debo where I feel like he could have hit that one, but again, I think he was hit by Chris Jones on that one. Mm-hmm. They left him unblocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Snead, I think it was also the play that Snead also smacked him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was just not a good overall execution from the Niners.
Like at first with Jimmy G, they didn't feel comfortable throwing the ball coming from behind. This time they're up, but they felt too comfortable to throw the ball, and they kept continuously throwing it. When at this point in the game, you do not need to throw it. Because look how they were running the ball on the first possession of overtime. They were killing them running the ball. They were averaging like 5 yards a carry.
Yeah,
like
that tired Chiefs defense, they could have ran all over them in the second half.
And I'm pretty sure if they would have ran a run play on 4th and 4, they would have got it. I really feel comfortable.
Yeah,
like,
that was the thing. Why wouldn't you go for 4? It's overtime in the Super Bowl. Why not just do it, all right? Especially when it's Patrick Mahomes that has like the track record of coming behind, especially in overtime.
Just, yeah. Not a good one.
So, that's all we're really going to cover for the Super Bowl. We gave all of our thoughts. I mean, again, it was a good game. 49ers fans are really going through it right now. But also that people that are really going through it, first we would like to give our thoughts and condolences to the people out in the city of Kansas City. I believe today there was a shooting that happened at the championship parade for the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe how many people were injured?
I believe 9 people got injured. 1 person lost their life.
Yeah, so again, thoughts and condolences to the people out in the city of Kansas City. And, that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. We appreciate you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys soon. Thank you.